What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another movie review. I actually have the movie in my hand. It got a release on November 3rd. It's available on DVD on May 3rd, and it's already passed. And I watched it just recently, actually late last night. It stars Tara Reid, Nathan Jones, Ilaria Jacquees. I hope I said that right. Kane Hodder, which... some of y'all already know who I'm talking about. Friday the 13th, Hatchet. He's been in all kinds of movies. Bill Moseley, he plays really freaky roles in like The Devil's Rejects and Rob Zombie films. He is just as freaky in this, but not as dirty. And if you, just watch it, you'll see what I'm talking about. The movie is called Charlie's Farm. His home, his rules, your life. And damn right it's his rules. Pretty much... the way I gathered it is Wrong Turn meets the Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets Friday the 13th. That's Charlie's Farm right there. I got to give kudos to the director, Chris Sun. You did a great job, by the way. I just want to tell you that because when I first heard about this movie, I was thinking to myself, okay, they're going to a farmhouse and they're going to go to a house. How much killing? How are you going to pull this off? And he does. The director does definitely. And man, this movie's not rated. And you can see why. Some of the way that Charlie kills people, holy crap balls. I mean, it's just a really good movie. It is a really good movie. And to be honest with you, you know, I'm a big fan of horror films. And I believe that you have to have TNA in the movie and to make it a really, really good horror movie. Even just a little nipple, a little boobage, something. But this movie has nothing of that sort. And it's still a good freaking movie. It's pretty much about four people who decide to go into the Australian outback and explore this farm. A little boy used to live there with his family. Weird crap happened there, and a mob of townspeople go over there and do their justice. And this little boy, of course, grows up, and Jesus Christ, this guy is huge. And he gets his revenge on everybody that comes to his farm. And these... the two boyfriends are on a, haunted house. They want to see, they hear the legends. Everybody warns them. The girlfriends are like, I don't know if we want to do this, but they go anyways. And of course, Charlie comes and says, oh, hell no, it's my house, my rules, and your life is in my hands. And that's exactly what happens. He just goes on a killing spree and kills everybody. Things that I loved about the movie, the violence. There was so much freaking, I loved the blood and the guts and everything. That was just the way that Charlie kills some of these people. It's nuts. He's just a beast. Okay, he's just a killing machine. He's like if a great white shark was a person with a serious attitude, it's Charlie right here. But yeah, this movie is freaking nuts. I really enjoyed it, like I said. What else did I like about it? I just liked the blood and guts. I mean, it was just a good slaughtering slasher berserk beast of a kind of movie. And I like it. So if you're a fan of those types of movies, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like I said, the Friday the 13th slasher, gruesome, movies, go for it and watch it. Now, I know some of y'all are like, it's got Tara Reid. Oh man, from American Pie. I don't know if I want to see it. You see it. Okay. Cause she's actually not that bad in this. And, she really pours on the tears and the scares, and then you'll probably enjoy a certain part if you're not a fan of Tara Reid. First, for me, I mean, it's American Pie. Come on. It's Sharknado. Come on. So, but yeah, I think she does a great job in this, and especially at the end. And, but yeah, I think I think you should see this. And they do have a website and actually a Facebook page. Now, I'm looking at the Facebook page, and this movie actually came out DVD, video on demand, and Blu-ray release on June 17th in Australia and the UK. But if you check out the website, charliesfarm.com.au, Charlie's got merchandise. He's got t-shirts. He's got bobblehead. This guy's a serious killer. So does that mean that we're going to see a part two? That's what I need. I need to know Charlie's Farm part two. All right? So someone needs to make this because I need to know what happened to Charlie because, if you watch the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, you gotta have a part two. So, that's my review on this. It's a simple story, and it's just revenge and blood and guts. There, that's all you need to know. So if you're a fan like me of these kind of movies, you should watch it. I recommend it. It's on DVD. I got it in my hands right here. Check it out when you get a chance and let me know what you think about it. How many popcorns do I give it? I would probably have to give it 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5 popcorns for this Charlie's Farm, now available on DVD. Check it out, people. You'll like it. It's a perfect date movie. Yeah. She'll be all over you, dudes. All over you. That's it for me. That's it for my review. I guess you can check out to my blog, iwatchmike.com. And you can also check me out on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. Like my Facebook page, iWatchMike. And thanks for tuning in to my channel. And while you're here, check out some of the other stuff I do. So that's it. Charlie's Farm. Go see it. His home, his rules, your life.